Please, watch yourself.
I have 7 children. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
She makes the system work for her.
What's your rent?
I get Section 8.
So you don't pay any rent?
No, ma'am.
Get any other form of assistance?
I get food stamps.
But has mom found a new income stream?
Tell me what you want from him.
I want my money back.
Good. How much did you give him?
I didn't give him anything.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Tynetta Winters is suing Lonnie Harris for the return of money she spent to repair a car he was trying to sell her.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 69 on the calendar in the matter of Winters versus Harris.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Miss Winters, how do you support yourself?
I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have 7 children.
Who supports your family?
My son gets SSI.
Well, that's one child who gets SSI.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm taking care of my kids with.
You're taking care of 7 children with one child's SSI?
Yes, ma'am.
How old are your children?
18, 17, 15, 14, 12, 8, and 4.
And how much does your child get from SSI?
$625.
A month?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's impossible, Miss Winters. Not possible. You don't take care of 7 children. Who do you live with? Who is this?
That's my friend.
Who else lives in your house?
Me and my 7 children.
Well, then tell me how you support them. Part of this is where you got money from to pay for the repairs on this car. So I would like to know where you get your money from.
I work temporary jobs from time to time.
What kind of temporary jobs?
Factory.
From time to time doesn't support 8 people. What's your rent?
I get Section 8.
So you don't pay any rent?
No, ma'am.
You get any other form of assistance?
I get food stamps.
What does your friend do?
He works temporary jobs.
How long has he been your friend?
I've been knowing him for about 4 years.
Okay. Now, this is some convoluted car deal. Mr. Harris was selling a car. Where did you see an ad, or how did you find out that Mr. Harris was selling a car?
My son was playing at the park, my 17-year-old. His name is Noah. He was playing at the park, and he seen the for sale sign. He went down there,
Don't tell me what your son did at all, unless your son is here.
Okay.
So your son originally brought the car to your attention.
Yes, ma'am.
Who went to look at the car?
Javon and myself.
The two of you?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were looking at the car for whom?
For myself.
So you brought your friend with you?
Yes.
And tell me what happened when you brought your friend with you, when you saw the car.
When I saw the car, I asked Mr. Lonnie what was wrong with the car. He said there was nothing wrong with the car. I explained to him that I go back and forth out of town, and I wanted to make sure...
What do you go back and forth out of town for?
To Dayton, Ohio, because I've only been living in Akron for a year. I just moved there, so I go back and forth. That's where my kids' fathers and stuff is. So we go back and forth quite frequently.
What caused you to move? It's not an answer.
A change of scenery.
Oh, my God.
And I have family in Akron.
No, you have your children's father who were somewhere else.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So Mr. Harris told you there was nothing wrong with the car. And how much did he want for the car? That's what you say next. How much do you want for the car? And he tells you how much he wants for it.
He wanted $2,000 for the car.
And you said to him?
I want to test drive it.
And he said to you?
You can't test drive it now because it needs a fuel line because it's been sitting.
It wasn't running. And?
And we proceeded to leave. He was going to call me when he got the fuel line done. But as we got halfway down the street, he drove up to us and pretty much said, you know, you want the car, I'm going to get the car fixed. You know, and then he asked me, did I want to ride home? On the ride home...
In the car?
And he has a truck also.
Oh, so he asked you if you wanted to ride home in the truck?
Yes.
Well, how did you get there?
I walked. He lived probably about 4 or 5 blocks from my house.
Got it. So both you and your friend got into his truck?
Yes.
Great. What did you say to her?
I asked him if I can give him a ride on home.
Good.
I didn't want to see him walking. I just gave him a ride home, and then I told him I was busy. And then I would give him a ride because I was going that way.
Just a second. Talking about the car.
the car. I didn't say anything to her about the car right then.
When was the next time you had a conversation with her about the car?
She called me about 3-4 more times, and then I told her, I says, I'm pretty busy. I'm a trainer, I'm a nutritionist, and I'm at the gym. I got a small business of my own. It's priorities. My priorities is not the car at that time.
That is absolutely untrue, ma'am.
Yeah.
I just want to know where you were going to get $2,000 from to buy a car.
I had actually had saved up. I had eight.
Saved up from what? From what? You have eight people that are being supported, according to you, on $625 a month that one of the children gets from SSI. How do you save $2,000? There's something here that I'm not getting.
I had bought a car from a car lot, and I sold my car. The car lot kind of messed me over. So now I'm sitting up here, I still need a car. When my son came to me and he had took pictures and had started Mr. Lonnie's car, I went down there.
I thought you heard that already. I was just curious.
I had saved
as to,
now.
You know, I'm going to get you to stretch my budget, $625 a month. That's almost a miracle.
When he
just
had,
a second. What do you want from him? This case is getting more annoying, and it's almost lunchtime, and I saw the menu. So tell me what you want. Tell me what you want from him.
I want my money back.
Good. How much did you give him?
I didn't give him anything. What happened was he had him drive with him to take the car to the car shop. When they took the car up there and he brought him back to my house, he picked me up and took me up to the car shop with him. He said, I'm about to go out of town. I want you to fix this on this car. Call me when it's done. I'm going to pay for it off my credit card, but I wanted you to see her face. She's going to be the one picking up the car. So I need you to get her name and her number.
Great. That sounds perfect to me. That sounds exactly perfect. So, Lonnie, is that your name?
Yes.
Lonnie, listen, you were going to pay to put the car in running order because right now it wasn't running.
It was running, Judge. I wanted to make sure the car was roadworthy. That was the whole issue.
But you were going to pay for that to get the car roadworthy. And then whatever little bit of money you made, if you were selling the car either for $2,000 or $1,800, I don't know what it was, that would be your profit. Listen to me carefully.
Yes, sir.
You were going to pay for the repairs on the car, and then she was going to purchase the car. She wasn't going to give you $2,000 and pay to have it fixed.
That's correct.
What's correct?
The $2,000 plus getting it fixed.
No!
No, I didn't want that. I just wanted her to be committed to the car.
So that I am
so
correct.
So she paid the $700.
I am correct.
Correct.
That you were going to pay to have the car fixed.
Correct.
And then she was going to be able to test drive the car.
Correct.
Okay? And if she wanted it, she was going to buy it.
Correct.
Great. Now, she goes to the shop. The shop doesn't have your credit card.
With me.
You don't pay for the car.
Correct.
She does.
She committed to the car because
she paid to have the car fixed.
Correct. Which is deducted from the
$2,000. Listen to me. Were you with her when she paid to have the car fixed?
No. I was at work. I was at my restaurant.
Did you give your credit card?
No.
Why?
Because I wanted to make sure she was going to commit to the car.
How is she going to commit to the car, sir, if she hasn't test ridden it yet?
She had already, we drove the car up there.
No, no.
The car was drove
the car,
up there.
The car was not roadworthy, according to you, at that time.
I wanted to make sure it was roadworthy.
No.
That was the thing.
Okay.
It was,
how
the
much
car
did
was
you,
driven.
How much did you pay to have the car fixed?
$740.28.
Where is the car now, Mr. Harris?
I'm driving it.
You're driving it. Great.
Yes.
You have to pay $740. $740 is what you paid to have it fixed. Now let's get to your counterclaim. Your counterclaim says that when you gave her the keys to your car, it also had the keys to your house on it, and you say that she or someone else went in and stole property from your house.
That's correct.
That's your counterclaim.
That's correct.
Okay. Where did she get the keys?
From me.
Okay. When did she get the keys?
Approximately about the 3rd or 4th of April.
Okay. Why did... Oh, don't speak. Oh, don't speak.
The keys were at the dealer, at the shop. So she got the keys from when she paid for the car to pick it up. My house keys was on that ring.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mr. Harris. You look like a relatively intelligent man. You say you're involved in training. You say you're involved in all kinds of other nutrition and everything else. Why would anybody? I give my car over to dealers all the time. Not once, ever. And, you know, I'm as smart as you are, right?
or smarter.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I never give anybody the key to my house.
Correct.
A mechanic. I take the key off the ring, and I say, here's the key to the car. All you need is the key to the car.
Correct.
Right? Why did you give the mechanic the keys to your house?
I have another set of keys that I always use.
That's
I always
not keep the question.
That's my extra set of keys.
That's not the question.
Why?
Yeah, why?
That's the keys that they drove the car up there with, and the keys were on there.
You didn't understand my question. Why would you give any stranger the key to your house?
My mistake.
It was your mistake?
Correct.
What proof do you have that she stole anything from your house?
Right there.
Tell me.
This was the, here the pictures are of where they went in my house.
You this have one, pictures, this is, just a second. You have pictures of her going into your house?
I have pictures of my house.
I don't want to see your house. I want to know, what proof do you have?
I picked the car up 3 days later. The car was back at the mechanic
shop.
And in the back seat on the floor of the car was the jar from my house. That's how I knew she had been in my house.
Ooh, interesting. I love that. That's pretty good.
That's the jar was in
can I see?
The back seat.
Can I see that?
Ma'am, my son has...
Don't talk.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
How do you support yourself?
Right now, I'm not.
What does that mean?
Right now? I'm under a lot of stress right now. I'm trying to
regroup. Me too.
Regroup.
I'm getting more stressed by the minute.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tynetta Winter says, Lonnie Harris conned her over the sale of a Mercedes-Benz. Lonnie is countersuing, claiming Tynetta stole property from his house and car.
Now, what was in the jar?
Full of quarters.
That was the jar?
Correct.
What else was taken from your house?
Some pretty valuable jewelry.
I'd like to see the police report.
I didn't want to file a police. I really didn't.
Why not?
Well, because, you know, I mean, she's got 7 kids.
I don't care.
I have plenty. I really got to tell you something. I'm just not that, I'm not like that.
On what date did this happen?
Anywhere from the 4th through the 7th. I was out of town.
Month?
Of April.
Of what year?
Of 2013.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Harris. You file a police report against her with that evidence, and I will entertain your counterclaim. Till you do that, I'm not entertaining your counterclaim. If she or anybody that she gave the keys to that car, in the car, because it could also have been the mechanic who went into your house, right? It could have been the mechanic.
Correct.
Or somebody who works for the mechanic.
Correct.
Could have been anybody. You think it was her. If you have enough proof to file a case against her, fine. But I want to see a police report.
Okay.
You got it?
I understand.
Right now, who knows whether she went into the house? She, her kid, her boyfriend, or the mechanic, or his kid, or his wife, or somebody else. Could have been a lot of people, right?
Correct.
Great. Terrific. You owe her $740 back. You're driving cars to drive nicely?
Yes, ma'am.
Great, terrific. Judgment for the plaintiff,
have
$740,
a good day.
That's all.
All right, so excuse me, step out.
He had made some comments about him being in the military and how he killed people and all this and that, but...
That's what the military do. I don't threaten people.
I ain't never going to this house. No, my kid, as many people looked and test drove that car.
I was in the military, yeah. I told her, I said, nobody comes to my house for anything.
Anybody could have did that if he really claimed somebody went in there.
I don't allow nobody at my house for anything because I'm never at home.
But there was one key. It was a car key.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of LaBrie versus... Tom, step forward.
Sandra is suing her former roommate, Jonathan Tom, for the return of her property, motel bills, and punitive damages due to a false arrest.
Miss LaBrie, what kind of work do you do? It's not an answer. Don't look down here. Look right here. What
I'm
kind
an
of
artist,
work do you do?
Entertainment, music, and
you're
I do
an
side
artist
catering.
In entertainment and music?
Yes, and I
Where
do
you work?
I do side catering.
You do side catering. What does that mean?
Side catering means, like, if a person needs me to cook them anything, I can prepare a dish for them.
How do you support yourself?
Right now, I'm not.
What does that mean?
A lot of
right
stress.
Now, right.
I'm under a lot of stress right now. I'm trying to
me too.
Regroup.
I'm getting more stressed by the minute.
I'm trying to regroup my life.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That night, when the police came, she said, while you're at work, I'm having sex with all kinds of guys, and I have $30,000 in the bank, and I'm not going to pay you a dime. Ha ha.
How did you know her?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sandra Nicole LaBrie says former roommate Jonathan Taub won't return her property. She is also suing for motel bills and a false arrest.
I want to know how you support yourself.
Friends.
Friends.
Family and friends.
Family and friends.
Right. Okay.
And where do you live? In what jurisdiction?
Right now, I'm living in Century City.
Century City?
Yes.
That's pretty expensive territory.
In a motel.
You must have nice friends.
Well, I had savings.
What kind of work do you do, Mr. Taub?
Swimming pool, pumps, motors. Equipment.
What does that mean, swimming pool pumps, motors, equipment?
Oh, I repair them, install them.
You have a company?
Yeah, I work for...
No. You have a company.
Yes, yes. I work for other people, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm self-employed for
many people.
What's
the name of your company?
Jonathan's Pool Service.
And are you a corporation?
No. Sole proprietorship.
So people pay you in cash?
No. Like management companies, things like that. I have a website, Google, you know, 1099. Once in a while, I might get paid in cash, but it's $10.99 most of it.
Okay, this is your claim. He took you in as a roommate.
Yes.
You were supposed to pay rent.
Yes.
You came up short most of the time on your rent. That's what he says. You came up short on your rent.
I don't think so.
At some point, according to you, you had a disagreement with him. You had to go to the hospital and spend 3 days in the hospital because you had an asthma attack.
Yes.
And then when you came out of the hospital, he had taken all of your stuff, put it in storage, locked you out.
Mm-hmm.
The police, according to you, told you you could break into the house, right?
Yes.
Police said you can break in through the glass door in the back.
They weren't getting into it.
No. According to you, the police told
yes.
you to break into the house,
yes.
is what I'm saying. That's what you
yes.
say here. And so you broke into the house, then there was a big argument because he came home, found you in the house. What?
I called the locksmith right here. A locksmith.
Yes.
The police said they weren't getting involved. It was a civil matter.
Yes.
Do whatever I had to do. So I called the locksmith.
Yeah.
Because I was like from a hospital bed to a jail cell the same day.
Okay. When he came home, he found you in the house. There was an altercation. The police were called. He told the police that you had slapped him. You were taken to jail. You were ultimately released a couple of days later. So you're suing for a host of things, $5,000 for stolen property, for your motel bills, for punitive damages due to false arrest.
Yes.
And you say she didn't pay rent.
Yes. The thing, I had to press charges because if I left her there, she might damage my property. If I were to stay there, she kept taunting me.
How was she taunting you?
That night, when the police came, she said, while you're at work, I'm having sex with all kinds of guys, and I have $30,000 in the bank, and I'm not going to pay you a dime. Ha ha.
How did you know her? Let's go back for one second.
How did I
meet her? Yeah, how'd you meet her? And when?
Years ago.
Years ago, where?
Online, probably Craigslist.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, does she have her stuff back now?
I put everything in storage.
Does she have her stuff back now is my question.
I don't know.
I'm
I haven't been in storage.
Out.
Is her stuff in storage?
Yes.
Great. And you haven't been there because
I'm locked out.
Listen to me. Try to clear your mind for a second. Have you been there?
Yes.
And you can't get in?
I can't.
Great. Well, he's going to let you in. You can take all your stuff.
No, she's lying. I saw her.
She
was in there.
Just a second. You're going to let her in. You just told me her stuff was in storage. You're going to let her into storage.
She
take
has
her
the key.
Stuff. Do you understand what I'm saying
yeah.
to you? Follow my words. I don't believe either one of you, actually, so I'm going to get rid of this case very fast. Do you know why I don't believe either one of you? Because you both full of baloney.
No,
so
I'll
listen
tell,
to
I'll
me
tell
very
the truth.
Listen to me
I'm
very
not a liar.
Listen to me very
it
carefully.
Is.
If you told
I'm
me her stuff is in storage, then she's gonna go and get her stuff from storage.
No.
And then the case is over. You don't have a counterclaim. He's not responsible for your motel bill.
Your Honor.
He's not responsible for your motel bill.
I can't
carefully.
Get in storage because it's past due.
Bye.
Really?
I desire excuse you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I probably would have let her stay there. She just said, hey, I don't have the money. Can you help me out?
Oh, God, I paid him rent.
But she wasn't like that. She was taunting me.
He owed me like for damaging my property, like $20,000.
If you're a good little boy, maybe I'll pay you the rent. Hey, can you clean my toilet?
He stole my asthma inhaler.
I didn't take your medication, but...
Well, he was hoping I would die.
I'll admit I was hoping at one point that she would die because I was angry.
And I just don't want to discuss it.
I just learned probably what it's like to be married, you know? No sex and lots of money out of your pocket.